Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 429.
On Now You Know. Well, I just want to say, Jesse, you were right.
What was I right about?
Last week, PDB posted on X, I was at my neighborhood Tesla store yesterday and wanted to make sure again that the X model is not big enough for my family. It isn't. And Naomi added, we need big Teslas for big families. And Elon responded, okay. So I took that to mean that Elon was going to make a Tesla minivan, but you said he already is going to make the RoboVan. And I said that the RoboVan was too big, but then Teslarati posted, Tesla fans can call for EVs designed for big families, and Elon Musk agrees. A larger model with room for passengers and luggage could make Tesla the ultimate choice for families. And then Bill Lee said, FSD family room for the win. And Elon said, bullseye. So that's a long way of saying, you were right.
You were right.
It doesn't look like Tesla is going to make a minivan. Elon seems to be saying that the RoboVan is going to be the vehicle for large families.
Yeah, I mean, this makes sense if you look at the world like Elon does. Why should there be a traditional minivan with mom and dad driving and the kids in the back going, are we there yet? The reason driving to grandma's house isn't that fun is because of the driving part. If everyone can take their focus off the road and put their focus on each other and playing games, reading books, playing music, watching movies, then travel can be fun.
Tell your sister you were right.
But maybe I was right.
You just said I was.
I now declare this meeting of being in the right club officially open.
Yeah, but then Elon responded to this post by Rabbi S. Litvin. Litvin said, I'm working on it, Elon Musk. Now please make a Tesla big enough for my family.
And Elon said, that's great to see. Tesla RoboVan is in development. Some other things too. So he just said Tesla RoboVan is in development.
Some other things too. What is he talking about?
Boy. Here we go.
A Tesla minivan, perhaps.
Or just a fleet of robo-taxis. So you send your kids in pairs. They're not all going to the same place, let's be honest.
You're annoying me. Get in the CyberCab. I'll see you there. I don't know. What do you guys think? Comment down below and let us know.
So, I mean, the Tesla minivan. I mean, the Model Y can seat five.
You can seven if you got little kids.
You can get a seven-seater. You can get a seven-seater Model X. How many people can fit in a minivan? I thought it was only like seven or eight. Can you really get like a nine-seater, like a three-row?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. A lot of people then go to like an actual van where you can fit like nine.
Right. I mean, usually families of the rabbi size, sometimes people buy like a like an old shuttle bus right. Or something
or
like
a school
that.
Bus. I do think the RoboVan would be perfect for his family.
Right. Obviously, you can't buy one today.
Are they going to have bathrooms in RoboVans? That would be really smart.
It would be. And then if you're like, oh, but I don't want to deal with the... Right. Autonomously send it to the RoboVan...
Optimus.
The septic dumping station. Right.
So for the ninth year in a row, Climate Exchange is back with their annual EV raffle where you have a chance to win the most exciting EVs on the market.
Climate Exchange is a small but mighty nonprofit taking action on climate change, and you can help them by purchasing a raffle ticket.
So we've partnered with Climate Exchange since 2018, and we've seen their winners build some exciting Teslas. We've had one lucky Now You Know viewer win the grand prize previously, so don't miss your chance to join them.
Last year's winner chose my dream car, the Model X Plaid, fully customized with a steering yoke and full self-driving.
Climate Exchange knows that there are a world of options when it comes to electric vehicles. That's why their grand prize winner can build their dream EV. Any maker model up to $120,000, that includes any Tesla model fully customized to your heart's desire.
And because they believe winning a prize should come with no strings attached, they pay all the taxes on the grand prize.
Yeah, and each ticket you buy before the end of the year also enters you into a bonus early bird drawing of $10,000 on January 3rd, 2025.
Not a bad way to kick off the new year, and the early bird winner is, of course, still entered into the grand prize drawing on February 28th.
That's two drawings for the price of one ticket and four total chances at winning. They're also giving away two additional cash prizes, $12,500 for the second place winner and $7,500 for the third place winner during their February drawing.
But the team at Climate Exchange also knows that the holidays are fast approaching, and who couldn't use a little extra cash this time of year?
Every ticket purchase supports Climate Exchange's work, so no matter what, you can feel good about contributing to an important cause. Enter today at carbonraffle.org/NYK and start daydreaming about your perfect car.
Thanks to Climate Exchange for sponsoring this video.
2 for $60, get your Optimus and Cybercab here. 2 for $60, get them fast before they're gone. I got your humanoid robot Optimus here. It'll mow your lawn, bake your cake, and feed your fish. And I got your Cybercab, 2 seats. It'll take you anywhere while you take a nap, read a book, or watch a movie.
Yeah, I'll take 2 for $60.
There you go, Optimus. Take his bags and put them in the trunk.
Now, do I need to oil him?
Nah, it can oil itself right up the...
So we're talking about this post from Nick Cruz. He says you'll be able to buy both of these Tesla products for around $60,000. Let that sink in.
And Elon responded, he said, we need to reach over 1 million per year production volumes, but long term, yes.
So this may seem far-fetched and crazy, but it actually isn't any more crazy than Cybertruck or self-landing rocket.
What Elon is talking about is that when Cybercab and Optimus get to 1 million per year production levels, which could happen about a year after the launch of both these products, the price could drop to about $30,000 each.
And so two of the most incredible products that humans have ever seen could be priced at $2 for $60,000.
And the amazing part is that most people in the world have no idea about either of these products.
To prove it to yourself, drop the word Optimus or Cybercab at work or your next daily gathering and see what kind of looks you get. So for $60,000, you get a car that can drive autonomously and a robot that can do things autonomously. Now, we don't know what the robot can fully do yet, and all of the stuff around the house sounds great. It could do your dishes, cook you dinner, mow your lawn, wash the dog, you know, all sorts of different stuff. But then you throw in the Cybercab. Now your Optimus can get in an autonomous RoboCab and go to the store.
Yeah.
And you might be like, oh, but I go grocery shopping. I like grocery shopping. Sure. Does your grocery store have every single thing that you want? Or do you sometimes go to that special grocery store that's a little bit further away, but it has that special cheese that you like? You can send them across the country if you want. Oh, hey, I want special oysters. So it'll drive all the way to the coast and it'll put it in a refrigerator and it can bring it back to you. All of this crazy stuff that we've just never been able to think about before is all suddenly possible with this, with these two products that are going to cost $60,000. No one is thinking about this right now. I know that this is the first time you're thinking about this. I mean, maybe not. You watch the show, but it's just crazy.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Start talking about that with people and see their reaction.
So the Boring Company posted that the Monster, which is the gantry trailer that carries their Proofrock 3 electric tunnel boring machine, has a new feature.
The Boring Company posted Proofrock 3 undergoing final checks on the Monster. Once complete, Proofrock 3 will launch directly into the ground and start digging. Zero civil site prep needed.
Elon went on to say the new tunnel boring machine designed by the Boring Company engineers can immediately start digging a tunnel anywhere with no prior site preparation. This is a really big deal.
So why is this necessary, you may ask? Well, it could get lowered to the ground from Starship on the surface of Mars, and Proofrock could immediately start to dig. We're going to need to live under the surface on Mars to protect us from cosmic rays, so...
The Boring Company claims they'll be able to pull Proofrock 3 from digging one tunnel, put it on the Monster, and then drive it to a new location and have it starting a new tunnel within 24 hours.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
I want to see a Cybertruck in a boring tunnel.
Voila!
Is that the new one that goes under the highway in Texas?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's interesting that Starship can handle payloads of 300 tons and Proofrock 4 weighs close to 400 tons.
Hank, do we have to use steel? It's just so heavy.
Sure. I'll use marshmallow instead.
Well, I mean, they're not going to put it on the Mars rocket just yet.
And we got to get the weight down. But I mean, that's what these numbers are converging. They're getting to a point where it would be small enough to put onto Starship.
Right. But I mean, there's still a lot of good that Proof Rock can do while it's here on Earth.
A ton of stuff. I mean, we need tunnels everywhere, actually. We just don't think about it because they're so expensive. We just keep it out of our mind. But like, if you could go under a highway, like they just did at Giga Texas, that saves you a lot of time.
Right. And that could be for pedestrian walkways. That could be for
bike paths.
Or like what they do in Las Vegas, where you can basically have a replacement to a subway system that's a lot nicer.
Exactly. So Elon and Vivek Ramaswamy, the two new co-heads of DOGE, which is the Department of Government Efficiency, have announced that they are going to have a new show that Elon called DOGECAST.
This podcast will give regular updates about the cost cutting they are planning.
Elon says we'll have guests too.
Vivek says he will be pausing his weekly Truth podcast while he puts all of his efforts into making sure that DOGE is successful in reaching its goals.
And we have a lot more to talk about DOGE. We'll do that over on Investor Club this week during their bonus stories. See you there.
You have my curiosity, but now you have my attention.
The SEC, or Securities and Exchange Commission, has been investigating Elon since his $44 billion purchase of Twitter back in 2022.
Elon testified twice in July of 2022, but then in May of 23, the SEC staff subpoenaed Elon again, and Elon didn't appear for his scheduled testimony in September of 23 because Elon cited what he believed were spurious objections to the subpoena's validity.
This led to the SEC taking legal action to compel his testimony, filing a lawsuit in October of 23.
So this went back and forth in the courts with a federal judge ruling that Elon should testify in September of 24.
Elon missed that scheduled testimony to attend a SpaceX launch.
So the SEC wanted to sanction Elon for missing that date, but now U.S. District Judge Jacqueline Scott Corley just rejected the SEC's request for sanctions. And last Thursday, Gary Gensler, the chair of the SEC, announced on X that he'll be stepping down on January 20th.
So basically, Elon is just waiting out the clock until the next SEC chair takes the helm.
Exactly. This witch hunt should all be over on January 20th. And yes, the SEC has a policy that all its workers only need to show up to the office twice per pay period.
So one day a week?
Yeah. So I guess Elon was off by a factor of four. And of course, Elon had to troll them a little bit more. He said, SEC, the middle word, is definitely Elon's, but I can never remember what the other two words stand for.
Sue Elon constantly. That's what it means. Europe and the Middle East have just received actual smart summon.
Cool. So that's where you can summon your Tesla to you across a parking lot, and it's now available to Tesla owners in Europe and the Middle East. Nice.
Right, but don't get too excited because Tesla had to pretty much nerf the feature because of UNECE regulations.
UNECE?
The United Nations Economic Commission for Europe. They have regulations that require operators to remain within 6 meters or less than 20 feet of their vehicle.
Wait, that's just a car length. What's the point of smart summoning your car from a car length away?
Right.
Look, I think this is still good news, though, because it shows that Tesla is trying hard to bring FSD to countries outside of the U.S. Rest of the world, just wait till you experience your car driving itself. It is amazing.
So this week, Jaguar released this.
Is this like a new fashion brand or something?
Nope. That's Jaguar, the car company.
No, I mean, it's like a perfume or something?
No. Like the I-Pace, the E-Type.
The British car brand?
Well, as we've talked about before, technically owned by Tata Motors out of India. But yeah, formerly British, most people still pretend that it is British.
But they didn't show a car in that ad.
Well, they were just letting us know that they're trying to create exuberant.
Moisture is the essence of wetness. And wetness is the essence of beauty.
But they weren't talking about cars.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yeah, AK Capstrat says, LOL, what was wrong with the old logo? It was great. And Jaguar says,
it has been reimagined.
Elon then posted, do you sell cars?
And Jaguar says,
yes, we'd love to show you. Join us for a cuppa in Miami on 2nd of December. Warmest regards, Jaguar.
And Elon said, I look forward to seeing your new vehicle lineup.
So, yeah, that's pretty okay. So just as a bit of context, their sales have been declining a lot in the past few years. I think it has to do with basically failing to make anything that competes with Tesla. And Tesla has come and eaten their lunch. I mean, you can see these two graphs here. Let me put them together for you. Except that's not the scale. That's the scale. Oh, man.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Okay, but they do have the iPace, right?
Oh, the Tesla killer. Yes. I mean, we covered its announcement on episode 11 of Tesla Time News. That was back in 2016.
About 400 horsepower, so
that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
About half the X.
But you get a Jaguar.
You get a Jaguar.
A Jaguar.
You have a Jag.
And then it finally came out in 2018, and it's had middling sales ever since. Thank you, Inside EVs, for that graph.
So what led to this rebrand?
Jaguar apologists are saying that they're trying to stand out. That's not it, though. I will save you from listening to their brand director. If you want to kill a few brain cells, you can find it.
Is that a see-through shirt?
Yeah. I think 5 years ago, when we were predicting that these car brands would go out of business and no one believed us, I don't think that we were imagining the crashing and burning to involve pink glittery fireballs like this one.
It's kind of full circle from this 1960s Jaguar ad campaign, though, huh?
Yeah.
So Tesla just added a job listing for this position.
What? Teleportation?
No. Teleoperation.
Teleoperation? Is that a new board game?
No, this position's role is to design a system for Tesla humans to control robo-taxis and Optimus remotely.
Whoa, but I thought Tesla was going to make these things fully autonomous.
They are, but think about like a Waymo today. If it gets stuck in some kind of weird traffic situation, mm-hmm. a human can teleoperate in mm-hmm. and drive it out of the problem.
Okay, but isn't it supposed to be able to handle any situation?
Sure, but keep in mind, this is AI that's imitating humans, and so it's going to take time for it to get as good or better than humans. And during that time, what, are you going to leave people stuck in weird, you know, construction zones and stuff?
True. I mean, there have been plenty of times where my car in full self-driving has handled things really, really well. Like, you know, there'll be like a prime van, you know, stopping the whole street, and my car will wait till it's safe and then it'll go around. And I'm like, wow, it didn't get completely stuck. There have been other times where my car hasn't really acted the way that I would want it to, or it's been a little bit too slow. So, I mean, I can definitely see there'd be situations where it would get completely stuck. I mean, there's situations where I get completely stuck in my car, like, you know, somebody's backing out of their driveway and then there's a huge traffic jam and you have to kind of be like, okay, I'm going to have to pull up on the curb in order to solve this game of rush hour.
Exactly.
But haven't we seen teleoperation in lots of the Optimus footage?
That's probably very prototypey. I mean, Tesla is going to need a solution that a minimally trained employee is going to have to interact with, and probably without the full VR setup.
Oh, so the robot wouldn't suddenly like turn human. It would start to be controlled by someone sitting probably at a computer.
Right. Yeah. Think about the difference between a VR game and a first-person shooter game, or even like real-time strategy game.
I see. Because right now, when we see the Optimus robots and they're doing like, you know, the fun stuff, that is a guy somewhere else wearing a VR headset, seeing what the robot sees, mm-hmm. and has two hand controllers,
right.
And then that is what is controlling the robot, and that's why they can kind of dance, yep. and do all that kind of stuff. But in the future, are you really going to want to have to like hire someone to clock in every day, put on the VR headset, and just be transported everywhere? It would be better if that person was sitting at a computer and could kind of see the surroundings of the bot, and then kind of like a real-time strategy game, like click on things, be like, well, pick up that shirt, go fold it and put it away.
Exactly. I mean, maybe like you were talking about, maybe you could actually just give things voice commands. So if the cyber cab got stuck, you could say, take a left turn, and it would just like, oh, okay. You know, or override, you know, protocol 6, drive on sidewalk.
And so with robotaxi, the question would be, is the telepresence person going to have a steering wheel, or the teleoperation person? Are they going to have a steering wheel set up like in an office somewhere? Is there going to be an office full of people driving cars, or is it going to be on a computer and they're just going to kind of give waypoints to like, here's how you get out of this particular traffic jam?
Yeah, I don't know. Tell us what you guys think.
It's really interesting, and it's something that I didn't think was going to happen, because Tesla had been saying that it wasn't going to happen, but now we see this this role, which basically spells it out for us.
Yeah, I mean, there's this middle ground where this isn't going to last forever, obviously, but as we go from, you know, human control to complete AI control, you're going to need this few years, I guess, where humans are sometimes in control.
Right. But this is going to really help Tesla identify those sticky situations,
yes.
Where right now, you know, many humans are taking over maybe a little bit prematurely.
Right.
Because I know that I take over on full self-driving whenever I feel like uncomfortable or I feel like, oh, this probably isn't going to be able to handle it.
Whereas I usually wait till it's completely stuck.
You wait till it's completely stuck, which is probably really good for the data, which is why you like to do it. But most people are going to be like me and are just going to be like, I'm trying to get to my destination. Exactly. So according to local reports in RBB24, Grundhind police last Thursday started taking down the tree houses that protesters built in the forest next to Tesla Giga Berlin.
The protesters' encampment was built back in February as part of the Turn Off Tesla's Tap protest that wanted to keep Giga Berlin from expanding into the wood pulp forest that Tesla owns, by the way, and has planned to use from the beginning.
German police reported that 31 crimes were committed during their enforcement of demolishing the camp, and police say that many of the activists are not local but came from other German states and even Austria and France.
The 20 tree houses that were taken down now have to be disposed of. So thanks, environmental protesters, for trying to slow down Tesla's progress at making clean automobiles, giving people jobs, and then trashing the forest that you lived in. Nice work.
But I mean, those tree houses did look kind of fun.
Sure.
Now, they weren't built on land that they owned.
Nope.
But they did look like they're kind of fun tree houses.
Sure. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup. So you may remember a while back on Disruptive Investing, we interviewed Rob Adams from Solaflect.
You know, the company with the solar tracking EV charger that can be set up in your company's parking lot faster than your utility will even call you back.
And without the need to dig up and connect to the utility.
We're off the grid. We don't need it.
That's because the Solaflex solar tracker does just that. It tracks the sun all day to squeeze 40% more juice out of those wonderful free rays.
Well, the team over at Solaflect really enjoyed hearing from you guys, so they decided to sponsor Tesla Time News.
And get this, for a limited time, they are offering you a $150 Amazon gift card when your company gets a Solaflect.
But you gotta get the ball rolling by this Friday at midnight.
So don't wait till you're stuffed with turkey and falling asleep. Click on the Solaflect link in the show notes and find out more about this really magical charger that powers EVs entirely with sunshine.
Just think, EV charging at work. Thank you so much, Solaflect, for sponsoring this show.
So several Canadian Cybertruck owners have reported getting FSD 12.5.5.3 as part of the 2024.39.5 over-the-air software update.
We got to get better names for this stuff. We got to name them like hurricanes. Dare W says, my first FSD drive in my Cybertruck with FSD 12.5.5.3. Off to Timmy's. Thank you to the entire Cybertruck and Tesla AI team. The Cybertruck is the absolute best Tesla I've owned. Cybertruck is absolutely amazing. Can't recommend it highly enough. Nothing I can say can do justice to just how freaking awesome Cybertruck truly is.
That's so cool that we're finally getting into Canada.
Yeah.
Margot Martin, President Trump's Deputy Director of Communications, posted on X, Cybertruck in the motorcade on Starbase.
It's cool to have a president again that appreciates SpaceX.
Yeah, I mean, President Obama at least visited SpaceX during his term, but President Biden never did.
Guess what? We got a lot to do.
Elon said, I am highly confident that we can send several uncrewed starships to Mars in 2 years. If those ships don't increment the crater count on Mars, then crewed ships can be sent in 4 years.
And Brett Winton from ARK Invest said, thoughts on the payload?
Elon said, Cybertrucks and Optimus robots. I wonder what it would look like, a Cybertruck driving on Mars.
I'll have Grok draw one for you. Grok, please give us a picture of a Cybertruck on Mars. That's not a Cybertruck. All right, I'm going to try again. Grok, try again.
Still, that's not a Cybertruck.
All right, Grok, try it again. Cybertruck this time, okay?
Ooh, that one was closer.
All right, one last time. Grok, do you know what a Cybertruck looks like, right? Okay, try it again.
Forget it.
And here is a Cybertruck in the Montreal Santa Claus Parade.
Santa Claus got a new truck.
Yeah, got a new ride.
Move out of the way, Rudolph.
The elves were busy.
Santa, how do you work with stainless steel? We reviewed something a little bit different over on our Now Let's Review this week.
It doesn't have wheels, but it does turn.
And it has batteries.
And just like an e-bike, it has torque.
And you can use it to fix an e-bike.
Totally confused yet?
It's the AnPuds Digital Torque Screwdriver.
So I forget what project we were working on about like a year ago, but it called for a specific torquing of a nut. And I remember going on Amazon to see if I could find an electronic torque screwdriver. I came across a really expensive one that was like over $1,000 from Germany. And then this one was well under $100 from China. And I remember thinking to myself, well, there's no way that this $60 one is going to work. It must be a toy if the German one is $1,500.
But here's the thing. If you're working on a spacecraft, then yeah, I'm sure you'd want to use the tool with incredible tolerances and accuracy. But if you're a DIYer like us, then I think you may want to check out our review and see if the Anpud's digital torque screwdriver is something that you want to add to your toolbox.
So Tesla Charging just published an article called Improving Charging for All, in which we get four updates. So number one, Tesla has updated their supercharger stall availability software. They say making stall availability more accurate than ever. The latest Tesla software update improves the accuracy of stall availability estimates. We can detect when another EV with a charge port located somewhere other than the rear left or front right is plugged into a short cable supercharger stall. This update ensures no more overpromising of stall availability, so you can travel with confidence.
That's really smart. Number two, increasing number of long cables. Longer cables mean that version 4 posts can serve all port locations. In the next 18 months, we will have more long cable than short cable superchargers.
That's great. Number three, modifying our sites to avoid blocked spaces. We have modified over 1,500 sites so that drivers never have to use more than 2 charging spaces to charge, increasing stall availability for all.
And number four, encouraging the best charge port locations. Since opening up the supercharger network in Europe in 2021, we've encouraged car manufacturers to transition charge port locations to rear left or front right. This provides seamless compatibility with 30,000 plus short cable superchargers available to other EVs globally.
And Max DeZager, Tesla's head of supercharging, said the updated stall availability algorithm is a big improvement, with nearby refresh rates now every 15 seconds. We know car types plugging in and mapped out supercharger site layouts to know which stall is not available at short cable sites. Your Tesla's touchscreen now shows more accurate supercharger availability and will only improve more. Our goal is to turn any range anxiety into range confidence. Most importantly, the landscape is already quickly transitioning from majority short cable posts to long cable posts.
Yeah. This is insane.
How do they know?
When you sign up for Tesla supercharging, you have to tell them what vehicle you own.
Oh, so as you're heading to a supercharger, they know, for instance, that you're in like a VW ID4 and they know how you're going to charge there.
And this just means, yeah, better seamlessness. When you want to like go to between two places, normally now there's going to be like 3 or 4 superchargers you could stop at. So if they know that one is going to be busy by the time you get there with a whole bunch of Chevy Bolts or something, they could just direct you to the other one.
And tip, if you're on a trip and you're going to a supercharger and you're unfamiliar with it, click on it to make sure that it's not like one that you have to pay to get into.
That's true. Some of them are in paid parking lots, especially like in cities and stuff like that.
So S.E. Robinson Jr. posted, the Cybercab is now on display inside Giga New York. Cybercab number 18, that's what's on the plate. But why are they showing it at Giga Texas and Giga New York?
It's got to be fun if you're working there to be like, wow, this is the future and I'm working at a company that has the future here.
And Tesla Europe and Middle East posted Cybercab touring Europe. So Cybercab will be coming to Berlin, Stockholm, Paris, Oslo, London, and Amsterdam.
Here are the dates and locations. Cybercab is currently in London at the London Tesla store in the Westfield Shopping Center until December 8th.
Now, is that the left-hand or the right-hand drive version?
That is the no-hand version. Tesla is now offering 3 months of full self-driving supervised and 3 months of free supercharging to customers in North America who take delivery in Q4 before December 31st of an S3. X, Y, or Cybertruck.
That's cool.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
All right, it's time for SpaceX News, sponsored by our friends at MagBac. And if you want to have the sleekest phone charger in your car, you don't want one of those that like looks like it was from the 80s, right? You want something that basically disappears behind your phone. Check out this. The MagBac charger can attach right to your screen. And in the Cybertruck, for instance, it comes with an extension cable so that the USB, you'll be able to route it around and get it hidden. It is so cool how it holds my phone. I've got a MagBac charge case on it, which is magnetic. Click it on there, less than a second. It does not move.
There's no click. It's just magnets.
I know. I had to do that. I had to do
it. It just pops right on.
You did the click too.
I know. This just sucks. You got to do a noise.
I think it really makes a good holiday present. So check it out at MagBac and use our link to save more.
All right. It's time for the Starman Report with our buddy Eli.
Welcome back to the Starman Report. I'm Eli Burton, your host. And today we have the latest updates from SpaceX and new developments from the China Academy of Space Technology. Starting off with SpaceX, the Starship vehicle embarked on its sixth test flight on November 19th, launching from the Starbase site at Boca Chica, Texas. Shortly after liftoff, the Super Heavy booster, designated as Booster 13, separated from the Starship upper stage. However, plans changed mid-mission, and instead of returning to the launch site, the booster was diverted offshore. This maneuver was announced by controllers as a booster offshore divert.
We'll see those grid fins.
Booster offshore divert.
A SpaceX spokesperson said that not all of the criteria for a booster catch was met, so the flight director did not order the booster to return to the launch site. Even though the booster was not able to be caught this time, the upper stage, known as Ship 31, was successfully placed into an orbital trajectory. And during its brief journey in space, SpaceX tested reigniting one of the Raptor's engines, which is a critical capability for future deorbit burns. The Starship then re-entered over the Indian Ocean, and the company pushed the envelope by altering the re-entry profile and using an older thermal protection system. And despite some damage to the flap, the Starship managed a soft ocean landing. Moving on to international news, China has announced a successful test of a new space station technology. The China Academy of Space Technology, CAST, successfully tested its first inflatable space module in orbit. This achievement marks an important development for China and space habitat technology. This module, while just a test, paves the way for future larger modules that could be used to expand the Tianyang space station or be deployed as short-term space stations for commercial projects. Echoing past experiments like the beam demonstration on the International Space Station, this positions China alongside other leaders such as Lockheed Martin and Sierra Space in exploring inflatable habitats. Well, guys, that's all for this week. Thank you so much for watching this week's episode of the Starman Report, and I look forward to having you back for more of the most exciting news in space.
Thanks, Eli. And for 1 week only, just for our viewers, you can read the Starman adventure Shadow Over Mars at this link.
We'll put it in the show notes below.
And as Eli reported on Tuesday, November 19th at 4 p.m. Central, we got to see the sixth launch of Starship. This was Starship number 31 and Super Heavy Booster number 13 on the pad just before liftoff from Starbase in Boca Chica, Texas.
Elon said the objectives for Starship Flight 6 are restart of Raptor engines in vacuum, check. Daylight landing of the ship, check. Higher peak heating, steeper reentry, check. And faster slash harder booster catch, not checked.
No checked. And he said there are thousands of small design changes also being tested. Also, Starship 6 had some cargo on board.
Yes, a banana was strapped in the cargo bay.
Banana.
Starlink said today's Starship flight test has a special payload on board, a banana. This universally accepted measurement of scale is approximately the size of one Starlink mini.
And this explains the new banana graphic on the side of the ship. Last launch, it was Mechazilla, this time a banana.
And Little Humans Big Impact says, I need to know what happened to this banana.
And Elon said, well, the fairing did blow up when the ship fell over after landing in the water, as expected.
Banana!
And if you need that banana decal, it is available as a 48-inch by 40-inch wall decal on the SpaceX website for $75.
It's pretty big. I mean, I guess the banana is to scale, but the banana holding the banana is bigger than a banana. During this sixth flight test, we got to see a Raptor engine restart in space for the first time, which is a hugely important step.
Yeah, this test moves SpaceX even closer to a successful Artemis mission to landing Starship on the moon. Yes, folks, that is going to happen.
And we get this picture from Elon, Starship hot stage separation.
And to show you how little the legacy media has even paid attention, let alone covered previous SpaceX missions, this is from the BBC. Everything working as it should, SpaceX says. In a post on X, SpaceX says that 30 minutes into the sixth flight test, all systems continue to look nominal. This appears to be a typo. We think it should say normal.
And Peter Hegg says, no, BBC News, it's not a typo. It's a new word you need to learn following this stuff. And Elon laughed. Yeah, you don't just flip open the dictionary? Or, I'm sorry, just... fucking Google it.
Or watch a couple more launches and see that they use this word all the time.
They use it every single launch.
Since the 60s?
SpaceX did not invent this word.
No.
We got this amazing simulcast of Starship landing in the ocean, both from the ship itself using Starlink and from a buoy also using Starlink.
Elon said, successful ocean landing of Starship. We will do one more ocean landing of the ship. If that goes well, then SpaceX will attempt to catch the ship with the tower. So we're talking about Flight 8, I believe.
And so finally, something will have thrown something all the way around the world and then caught it.
Yes.
Which is a question that as soon as I understood that the world was round and I understood a little bit about throwing things, it was a question that I had. Could I throw a baseball so hard that I could turn around and catch it?
Now, do you think that they're going to catch the booster as well and then get the booster out of the way in time for Starship to land there? Or they're going to land the booster out in the ocean?
No, I think the idea is
to catch both.
There's supposed to be two arms. So you should be able to catch the booster, move it out of the way, then have the other arms catch the ship, and then you just restack it.
Well, I mean, I know that's the long term. I just don't know if they have all that ready.
Well, right. I don't know what they're going to do for this test.
I'm so excited, though. And Elon said the biggest technology challenge remaining for Starship is a fully and immediately reusable heat shield, being able to land the ship, refill propellant, and launch right away with no refurbishment or laborious inspection. That is the acid test.
And Geister Jagger said, is the perspirative cooling still off the table? What is perspirative cooling?
That is when you cool it with a liquid. So Elon said metallic shielding supplemented by Ullage gas or liquid film cooling is back on the table as a possibility.
So this would be like having it sweat on the way down.
I think so.
And that would carry some of the heat away as opposed to having an ablative tile, which would burn up.
Right.
Crazy.
Elon went on to say, current Starship is more than twice as powerful as the Saturn V moon rocket. Starship version 3, which hopefully flies in about a year, will be three times more powerful.
And Basement asked, will Starship version 3 be the same size but more powerful, or will it be even more massive?
Elon said, same diameter of 9 meters, about 30 feet, but longer and at least two versions. The propellant tanker version will be especially heavy, as the payload volume in the forward section will mostly contain propellant. Thrust goal will be about 10,000 tons, or three times the Saturn V, and liftoff massive tanker version, about 7,000 tons. This should be capable of 200 tons of orbital refueling. Note, 3% of liftoff mass as useful cargo would be insanely good for a fully reusable orbital rocket. Most expendable rockets aren't that good. And then we mentioned the upcoming NASA Artemis mission to the moon. SpaceX said Starship will be used to land astronauts on the lunar surface on NASA's Artemis 3 mission, which will put the first humans on the moon since 1972.
Elon said, special version of Starship, delete heat shield and flaps, add landing legs. This could, of course, only be used between translunar orbit and lunar surface, given no heat shield or flaps.
And if you're wondering how big Starship is, check this out from Massimo.
So we get to see the size comparison between the Space Shuttle, Crew Dragon, Cybertruck, and a human. Look at that little human.
I know. Think that you can put 100 of them on there.
I know.
Starlink enabled real-time views of Earth during Starship's 6th flight test earlier today.
Man, if only you could use Starlink kind of like that, where you're like moving really crazy and stuff like
that. Oh, well, you can. This year at the Baja 1000, dirt bike rider Ben Hunter crossed the finish line with a Starlink mini taped to his head.
I wanted to race the Baja so bad, but my mom wouldn't let me because I have type 1 diabetes. And she said the only way I could race it is if I was live streaming to her the whole time.
What did he mean it worked with Elon?
I don't know, but Elon said, cool.
Cool.
And Starlink said, high-speed internet while in motion, duct tape not included. I think they should include the duct tape.
Well, I don't think everyone's going to be duct taping Starlink to their head.
If you want to be able to talk to your mom the whole time. And SpaceX said, watch Falcon 9 launch 20 Starlink satellites to orbit from California, including 13 with direct-to-cell capabilities. Ben Longmire says, one launch left for direct-to-cell first commercial orbital shell completion.
And Elon said, almost there.
And Elon said, Starlink's new system enables internet connectivity for your mobile phone with no extra equipment or special app. It just works.
And Elon said, congrats, SpaceX teams, on completing 3 successful orbital launches in 20 hours. 3 launches in 20 hours.
Disruption.
SpaceX went on to say, we recently tested heat shield materials in a simulated Martian atmosphere as we aim to launch the first Starships to Mars in 2026.
That is so exciting.
And there's a really good article from our buddy Eric Berger at Ars Technica. SpaceX just got exactly what it wanted from the FAA for Texas Starship launches. Essentially, on November 20th, right after Starship's 6th launch, the FAA, in its 158-page document, known as the Environmental Assessment, granted SpaceX permission to increase the number of Starship launches from 5 per year to 25 per year.
Funny. The FAA was so difficult to work with until now. I really wonder what changed.
And Eric Berger went on to say, this is a pretty big win for SpaceX from a regulatory standpoint.
Elon said, Starship is clearly not causing harm to the local environment, so this is just common sense. You can't even tell the difference between a before and after launch photo, except that the rocket is no longer on the launch mount. Well, that's no longer going to be the case when they start catching the rockets.
Right. All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
If you want to get the best razor on Earth, you can. It's called the Henson Razor. You can head over to hensonshaving.com, and if you use our code NOWYOUKNOW at checkout, you will get 100 blades for free. So head on over there, use our code. Makes an excellent Christmas gift.
So I guess Tesla let an Optimus hang out with Kim Kardashian for a day last week.
Hi. Can you do this? I love you. You know how to do that? Okay. What should we do? Go running. Let's go for a run. Do you know how to do... Oh, you are Hawaiian. Okay. Can you go like this, like blow a kiss? Yeah. Hand to the face. Ah. Like, yeah. Okay. You're so cute. How tall are you? Oh, running again. Yeah. You love to run. Oh, you're that tall.
Yeah.
I think you are. Oh, yeah, sure. You stay fit by running. That running move gets me every time. Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors? Oh, raise the roof. Yep. Hey. Okay. One, two, three. Oh, you're a little slow, but I beat you. Okay.
Now, you may already know about this because it's not a secret. Kim posted about it to her 500 million fans.
Guess who's gonna want one? Everyone in the world.
Can you say free advertising?
Optimus was teleoperated, by the way.
So it wasn't a robot. It was human controlled. But it's still cool. And pretty soon, someday, it will be fully autonomous. And Elon, of course, said, cool.
Cool.
And then Optimus, I guess, accompanied her in a cyber cab.
And then Kim decided to inspect the tires? Anyway, millions of views for Tesla. That's free advertising. Neuralink posted, we're happy to announce that Health Canada has approved the launch of our first clinical trial in Canada. Recruitment is now open. If you have quadriplegia due to ALS or SCI, you may qualify. Visit our patient registry to learn more and apply.
So this would mean that they'd put a chip in your brain and then suddenly you would be able to regain use of your limbs again?
Possibly, or at least be able to move cursors and do stuff that you couldn't do before, like your wheelchair.
Wow.
This is the first ever approval to perform a clinical trial outside of the U.S., so that's really exciting for Canadians. And Neuralink appears to be hiring.
Grant Herod said Neuralink is hiring manufacturing technicians as part of our expansion here in Austin, Texas.
But the interesting part is what jobs they're hiring for. So they're hiring for manufacturing technicians. Previously, Neuralink was hiring for microfab technicians in California. Hiring for manufacturing technicians in Texas implies that Neuralink is ready to start making a lot more Neuralink N1 units, the ones that go in your brain, and therefore suggests a lot more Neuralink patients in the pipeline.
Volume production of N1. That's so great.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
All right, it's time for Going Green. So if you live in Texas and you want to buy a Tesla, this is a cool deal.
Tesla Energy posted, Texas, get 1 year of unlimited overnight vehicle charging for $5 a month when taking delivery of a new Tesla and enrolling in Tesla Electric Fixed Plan by December 31st.
So that's charging between midnight and 6 a.m. for free. That could be worth about $1,000 a year, depending on how much you drive.
That's pretty fun, and you're going to be getting it for $5 a month?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you looking for a great holiday gift for that EV driver on your list?
Then check out the Escape Connector by EVject.
Because when you're charging, you're a sitting duck.
If you want to drive away, you have to get out of your EV to unplug, right?
Well, not anymore. With the EV Escape Connector, you can just drive away without the need to get out of your car. Just hit the charge port button and the Escape Connector does the rest.
So go to EVject.com, order yours today.
Use our link in the show notes to save you even more.
All right, it's time for sunspots. So for our friends down under who may be in the market for Tesla Powerwall 3, a wall connector, or a mobile connector,
Tesla has announced that they are partnering with select Bunnings warehouse locations in Australia.
So do Australians just like grab a cart and then go to aisle 9 and like toss a Powerwall 3 into their cart? I mean, they weigh like 250 pounds.
Grok, that's not a Powerwall. That's more like a Tesla refrigerator. Try again.
Whatever. I mean, it got the big box store right, but why doesn't it know what a Powerwall looks like?
No offense, Grok, but I don't think we're at superhuman intelligence yet.
None taken.
Anyway, no, customers are supposed to go to the Tesla website first and request a quote. The prices are roughly $11,900 Australian dollars for one Powerwall and $23,800 for two, or $35,700 for three, with the gateway estimated to cost $1,700 Australian dollars. My guess is that the electrician would pick up the Powerwall at Bunnings and then come install it at your house.
Okay, so don't throw it in the cart.
It's not going to be there. And speaking of Australia, WAPF, or the Western Australian Police Force, has 122 remote police stations and 550 vehicles that will soon be equipped with Starlink.
And get this, Western Australia has about one third of Australia's total area, but it's home to only 2.7 million people, 80% of whom live in or around Perth. That leaves vast stretches of its 2.5 million square kilometers entirely unpopulated. Western Australia's Great Sandy Desert, the Gibson Desert, and the Great Victoria Desert are among the largest deserts in the world and are among the most remote and inaccessible places.
And that's why the Western Australian Police Force need Starlink.
I mean, what did they do before this?
I'm going to yell really loud, mate!
Hey, if you'd like to get solar or batteries on your house, but you have so many questions, our friends at EnergyPal have so many answers. So reach out to them. It's free. They will help you figure it all out and let them know that Zach and Jesse sent you. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. We need your stories. Send them to us 2 minutes or less. Shoot them in landscape with good audio and no music and send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week?
Sean shared with us this. Said, I have converted a 1988 Volkswagen Vanagon Synchro to electric. It was converted about 2.5 years ago and has been testing on and off-road ever since.
It's covered over 10,000 miles since conversion. The conversion retains the original VW four-wheel drive gearbox with front and rear diff locks for go-anywhere electric off-road fun. It uses a repurposed Nissan Leaf motor stack and has 6.6 kilowatt AC charging and 50 kilowatts of DC CHAdeMO rapid charging.
It uses a 62 kilowatt hour pack and averages around 2 to 2.5 miles per kilowatt hour, giving a real world range of 125 to 140 miles between charges.
I've also converted a 1977 Alpha Sud using a Hyper 9 motor. That's also four wheel drive, but that's another story. And he's got an Instagram, so check it out.
That is so cool.
So quiet.
I love conversions.
I love those shots of driving over the camera.
I know.
Nice job, Sean. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. If you want to support us for as little as a buck a month, head on over to patreon.com/nowyouknow. And there you're going to find every week our bonus stories just for you. We'll see you there. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the poll.
Would you put your Tesla on the Robotaxi network?
Ooh,
59% said yes.
Interesting, because so many people, so many pundits have been saying, I would never put my Tesla on the network. And it's like, it doesn't need everyone to do it. If this is any indication, a lot of people would do it.
I feel like most pundits are doing pretty well for themselves. So they're like, why would I need to do that? I don't need to do anything.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about more of this this week on our bonus stories. All right, time for Elon's X's of the week. And the rabbit hole said government spending per capita went from $6,700 to $26,000 is a pretty big jump.
Elon says, as a reminder, excess government spending is what causes inflation.
The rabbit hole went on to say it took over 200 years for the U.S. debt to reach $12 trillion. $12 trillion is how much we added in 4 years between 2020 and 2024.
Elon said immediate action is needed to stop the de facto bankruptcy of America.
Elon went on to say misnomer is when someone refers to a hobbit as a gnome. Amuse says election integrity. Pennsylvania Democrats promised they won't ignore the court's order a second time. They have agreed to stop counting illegal ballots and to remove the illegal ballots they have already counted.
Elon said remarkable that they would outright ignore a court order.
DSauce says Elon is the master of finding leaks. This is the benefit of having good memory recall. Dude caught a leak by disseminating information with changes in punctuation.
Elon said, I already know.
Elon said there are so many regulators that it's like a sports game with more refs than players on the field.
John Stossel says, absolutely. Will he be able to defeat the layers of litigation to make a difference? Hope so, but my experience is that no one ever makes a dent.
And Elon said, anomalies in the matrix will be generated. Data Hazard said in 2022, the Federal Government Accountability Office found $247 billion in improper payments made across 82 programs, including $81 billion for Medicaid and $47 billion for Medicare. That's $250 billion in 1 year that they know about and publicly report it.
Elon said, that's just the tip of the iceberg. The actual fraud and waste in government spending is much higher. Moreover, much of the fraud is driven by organized theft rings from other countries. So a lot of it is not even going to American crooks, which is extra galling.
We want American crooks to get the money.
What about American criminals?
So this question came up on X. When the income tax was introduced, what percentage of Americans did it apply to? Less than 1%. How many Americans does it apply to today? Nearly all working Americans.
Elon says, how new taxes start versus how they end.
Peter Sonange says, Americans spend $546 billion trying to figure out their taxes because the tax code is 10 million words of incomprehensible legalese, 21 times longer than the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Elon said, crazy idea. Let's simplify the tax code.
New York Times says, SpaceX Starship's sonic boom creates risk of structural damage, test finds.
Elon says, Starbase is in an area that experiences storms and hurricanes that are far more serious than Starship launches. The real headline of this article is boring because it would say, Starship launches cause no damage.
Data Hazard says Nancy Pelosi's niece should not be paid $181,000 by the U.S. taxpayer to be the climate advisor at HUD.
Elon said, but maybe her advice is amazing. So many fake jobs.
ViceGrad24 says, how do you fight back against a swarm of drones?
Elon says, with bigger and better swarm of drones.
Wall Street Mav says, Doge won't be able to cut enough to make a difference unless they're willing to cut entitlements. Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid are about $3.9 trillion. Interest on the debt was $1.1 trillion. Everything else in the budget was another $2 trillion.
Elon says, you don't yet appreciate how much waste and fraud there is in entitlements. It is beyond what you could possibly imagine.
And then he posted, the Doge father. Elon said, Raptor 3 is truly sublime engineering, so much so that even experienced veterans of space industry thought it was impossible. And then someone posted the U.S. bureaucracy over time with Doge.
And Elon said, that would be awesome.
Elon said, the two towers. Oh, okay, so maybe this is how they're going to do it. They'll have two towers to catch the two things, the Starship and the booster.
Maybe, but you can see that those second pair of arms up there.
Oh, I never saw the second
pair
of arms.
It's already holding the thing, and then you have the next second pair of arms.
Huh? This headline, MPs to summon Elon Musk to testify about X's role in UK summer riots.
Elon said, they will be summoned to the United States of America to explain their censorship and threats to American citizens.
Senator Mike Lee from Utah said, I look forward to hearings with British MPs who will be asked to explain their censorship and threats against American citizens, including Elon Musk.
Elon said, thank you, Senator Lee.
New York Post says Elon Musk emerges as Trump's closest confidant, not even a close second.
Elon said, I really enjoy spending time with President Trump. My direct experience is that he is a great guy with an excellent sense of humor. Haven't seen him do one bad thing even once.
To be clear, while I have offered my opinion on some cabinet candidates, many selections occur without my knowledge and decisions are 100% that of the president. The large number of loyal, good people at Mar-a-Lago who have worked for him for many years is also very telling. People can sometimes be very good at hiding their own bad moral character, but they cannot hide the moral character of their friends and colleagues.
Elon said, so many life lessons to be learned from speedrunning video games on max difficulty. Teaches you to see the Matrix rather than simply exist in the Matrix. Diablo tier 150 finished in under 2 minutes. That's what she said.
That's what she said!
Mario says, Elon's new title, best Diablo 4 player in the world. Elon just added an unexpected achievement to his resume. He cleared a level 150 pit, potentially beating the current record by 7 seconds.
Elon said, I think Blizzard should give me a Salesperson of the Month award. So he is one of the best Diablo players in the world.
He's the best.
On this thing, He is the best in the world, and he runs multi-trillion dollar companies.
And when he's not playing video games, he just trolls a lot, which is what he did this week.
So let that sink in.
Dima says, generated by Grok, and then Elon posted this, which means wabi-sabi, which is a traditional Japanese aesthetic and worldview that finds beauty in imperfection, the transient nature of life, and the simple, rustic, and natural.
And Elon said, bullseye.
All right, it's time to play Bet You Didn't Know.
Elon posted, I only own two gasoline cars, a 1967 Jaguar E-Type and a Ford Model T.
That's pretty cool. Tech News says this headline, Musk and Ramaswamy float ending remote work for federal employees and large-scale firings.
Elon said, some federal departments have 6% occupancy, closer to 1% if occupancy is defined as clocked in for greater than 8 hours. It's insane.
And then this chart of Prime Minister Keir Starmer's approval rating in the UK, and Elon said all establishment parties in the UK will get crushed in the next election. The Washington Times says nearly 90% of federal office space in DC going to waste, government report finds.
Elon said, your tax dollars not at work. Most of the government is not needed.
And Wokeness posted 2 years since MSNBC predicted that Elon's Twitter was on the brink of collapse.
Elon says now MSNBC is going down.
Cultural Critic says America was founded by the true successor of ancient Rome, but most don't know how deep the parallels run from its grid plans to its constitution.
Elon said America is new Rome.
Elon then said, I'm impossible to recognize when I wear these glasses.
Wait, where is he?
X Daily News says, post by Elon on X before and after purchasing Twitter.
Elon said, shitposting is now part of my actual job.
Homie doesn't sleep.
Elon says, you can see that I usually sleep from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. That's insane. Look at that graph.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Elon said, I'd like to be on zero covers. He went on to say, I'm immune from community notes. Community notes will correct this shortly. And then Community Notes says no user on X is immune to Community Notes, including Elon Musk. Elon went on to say, I may have been Community Noted 70 times, but I posted 70 million times, so that's only one in a million. My Community Note counter about to increment to 71.
And Community Notes said Elon Musk has not posted 70 million times, but about 59.5 thousand times as of this note.
Little Humans Big Impact says, I can't wait for the day I come home to a home-cooked meal made by my Tesla bot.
Elon said, it will happen.
And Wokeness says breaking a banana duct tape to a wall was just sold for $6.2 million in New York.
Elon said art is often used for money laundering and tax evasion. That explains a large part of the apparent irrationality.
Elon said nobody, and I mean nobody, gets to trash E. Gary Gygax and the geniuses who created Dungeons & Dragons. What the fuck is wrong with Hasbro and WOTC? May they burn in hell. Oh, don't touch Gary Gygax. I totally get it there, Elon. Donald Trump Jr. said, hey, Elon, I have the funniest idea ever.
Buying MSNBC? Elon said, how much does it cost?
He said, I mean, it can't be much. Look at the ratings. Joe Rogan says, if you buy MSNBC, I would like Rachel Maddow's job. I will wear the same outfit and glasses, and I will tell the same lies.
Donald Trump Jr. said, this is getting really interesting. It has to happen.
Elon said, maybe I should show up there with the sink.
And then he said, deal.
And Elon said, the most entertaining outcome, especially if ironic, is most likely. Crazy idea, but it just might work. And then he posted this picture. America PAC says a Democrat mayor is threatening to prevent the federal government from enforcing the law and using taxpayer dollars to protect illegal aliens. Leaders must put American citizens first.
Elon says those who break the law will be arrested, and that includes mayors.
Vivek Ramaswamy says most federal workers don't physically show up, yet the cost of maintaining and providing energy for government office buildings is $15 billion a year, not counting billions more spent on office furnishings. The government owns 7,967 vacant buildings. This is nuts. Sounds like a job for Doge.
Elon says your tax dollars are paying to air condition and heat thousands of empty government buildings. Outrageous.
Those in government who fail to get their job done efficiently will be fired, Elon said. And then Elon said, I am Irony Man. More irony. I will use the power of irony to defeat villains. Oh, you call yourself the Joker? Then why can't you tell a joke? How ironic. But one is Marvel and the other's DC. Oh no, not more irony. I told you, he wasn't playing a video game this week.
Then Elon reacted to Newsweek, how India counted 640 million votes in a day. Elon said India counted 640 million votes in one day. California is still counting votes.
Then he posted this meme. Elon said, how old are you when you realized others couldn't see the Matrix? And he responded to himself, I was 15 or so. Then Elon posted this, SPQR, which in Latin is Senatus Populusque Romanus, or the Senate and the people of Rome, or kind of like we the people.
Right. It was like on the banners that they'd carry around.
Right.
Okay.
Joseph said, as a passenger for the past 900 miles, I can confidently say that Black Model 3's post about FSD version 12.5 is spot on. FSD has handled just about everything imaginable. A car on the shoulder, it moves over. A slow semi-truck, it smoothly overtakes and it exits the passing lane. Police blockades on the freeway, it takes the exit without hesitation. And that's just scratching the surface. I've never felt this comfortable or safe in a vehicle ever. It's driving better than anyone I know, especially over long stretches on the interstate. It doesn't get tired. It doesn't get drunk. It doesn't get emotional. It just drives forever.
And Elon said, and version 13 is trending to be roughly 500% better.
Dunwick quoted Elon as the fighter jet era has passed.
Elon said, obviously.
And he went on to say, meanwhile, some idiots are still building manned fighter jets like the F-35. And then Elon pinned this one, Matrix. Most of those who are not on X cannot see the Matrix. Time to get them on X and give them at least the choice of pills. Alcine says, with how fast AI is advancing, something like Westworld might actually happen in our lifetime.
Mark Andreessen said, my guess is 2035, maybe sooner.
Elon said, sooner. All right, it's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
Kenneth spotted this sparkling pink wrapped Model Y in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Gordon spotted this Cybertruck also in pink.
John spotted these Cybertrucks at SEMA.
Nice.
Like the wood paneling one.
Caroline got this beautiful picture out in Boulder, Colorado.
Two Cybertrucks, one of them wrapped. Bill's buddy Rick got this shot of a Cybertruck dually being towed by a non-Cybertruck dually.
Look at those wheels.
Yeah, and you can see that they put the fairing. Like they increased the dually fairing thing. So now it can have two wheels on each of its rear axles.
Jimmy spotted this police car supercharging in Pasadena.
Gilvin spotted these EVs. We got a pink Model 3 and a Rivian delivery van.
I wonder how many people notice the Rivian EV vans. Like they probably just blend in, right? But they're electric. Edward went to China and took 82 pictures of EVs all over the place. Wow. That's a lot of EVs.
Yes. Glenn went for a remote test drive up in Perth, Scotland. He said that it was at an EV charging station that included a petrol station, that there was a restaurant, a kids play area, Highland cows feeding, all sorts of really fun stuff. And he was able to go for a remote test drive the Model Y and bring it back.
But I mean, how did he do it?
Well, on the doors of the test drive cars, there's a QR code, okay. And that's how you sign up for it.
Oh, you just walk up with
your
phone?
You can literally just walk up with a smartphone and get a test drive in Model Y.
That is so smart. Doug spotted 20 Zooks cars in Miami that have been parked there for the last 2 months. When Doug got this picture, he was shooed away by a security guard.
So,
who owns Zooks again? Oh, Amazon does.
Wendell spotted this gold-wrapped Cybertruck in San Diego.
Nice. Lynn spotted this.
Nice.
Wow,
light
the wraps
blue.
Are awesome.
Yeah, they're great.
Matches the sky.
And Doug spotted the first Cybertruck in Toronto.
Yeah, Canada's getting their Cybertruck on.
Or at least the first Cybertruck he spotted in Toronto.
That's great. All right, it's time for the EV tip of the week. And I think this is a good one coming from Tesla Charging. With the new Tesla app update, you can report issues at Tesla charging locations at any time. Our systems already auto-detect charging performance, but sharing issues related to access, cleanliness, or damage can help us improve site experience faster. So now you don't have to be like, well, do I have to call an 800 number? No, you can do it right in the app. That's so smart.
That's really great.
And for beautiful superchargers, well, I was thinking of this post from Matthew Donegan Ryan. 500,000 Seattle homes were without power last week. Every gas station in my neighborhood is closed. Even those with generators have no internet or staff to process transactions. Do you know what is open? The Tesla superchargers. Check that out.
Wow. How's that even possible?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I guess they got their own special secret network or something. I don't know.
Or batteries.
Maybe.
Man.
All right, it's time for Supercharger Reviews. This is where you guys go out in the world and show us what's there.
Hey there, Zach and Jesse. Now you know, folks. Well, it's a historic day here in Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. We have an 8-stall, 250-kilowatt charger that's finally online. Yep, it's only been 5 months away, or basically it's on approvals from the Electrical Association. And finally, after 5 months of sitting here dormant, waiting for regulatory approval, and I have to hand it to a few folks at the on the Facebook group for Tesla Owners Club of Canada, as well as the Waterloo Regional Electric Vehicle Association. All those members were encouraged to contact their local MP's office and inquire, hey, what's going on with this? We've contacted mall management. I am sure that they are ecstatic that we have this 8-stall, 250-kilowatt charger. Now, I'm going to bring the camera around here, because not only is it 8 stalls, 250 kilowatts, but we've also got destination chargers. That's right.
We've got up to 8 destination, maybe more. Let's see now. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, they're all numbered, starting from 1 over there all the way down. Let's see what we've got here. This is amazing. All right, we're up to 9 here on this side. And then and we come around and we take a walk. Here's the Transformers. This is number 10. And it's nice because it's a pull-in spot here. And this is 11, I believe. 11. So we have 11 destination chargers. And as I walk through the Transformer area, as you can see, we have 2 big Transformers behind us. We have 8 stalls, and we have one here at the corner as well. The Sunrise Plaza in Kitchener, off of Highway 7, not too far off of Highway 401. There's plenty of amenities here. Mark's Work Warehouse, Blue Notes, there's plenty of shopping. Old Navy, Winners. There's a Walmart within walking distance. We've got Healthy Planet, Faux Sunrise, South Street Burger. Again, there's plenty of restaurants here. And yeah, it's just an amazing, amazing opportunity. Not only to get a refuel on your Tesla, but also refuel on yourself. So again, what am I going to rate this at? Well, you know, after 5 months of patiently waiting for this site to get final stamp of approval to be powered on, I have to give this a 10 out of 10. Definitely a 10 out of 10. Number one, ease of access off the Highway 7 Expressway going into Kitchener and not too far off the 401. Also, plenty of amenities here. And yeah, 250 kilowatts. Come on, you can't go wrong. This is great. This is my 2022 Tesla Model 3 long range dual motor. I'm really happy with this car. And yeah, just totally pumped and excited that this site is up. I'm sure our Kitchener Tesla location on Victoria Street, where we have our Tesla showroom and delivery center, is going to be thrilled that this is up and running, because it'll take the pressure off of them. So there you go, Zach and Jesse. Now you know, fans. This is Rich signing out. 10 out of 10 for this site. And if you want to follow me, you can. Shameless plug for Tesla Canada A. Again, that's called Tesla Canada A-E-H, because, you know, all our Canadians say A. So there you go. Anyways, have a great day. Take care. And again, 8-stall supercharger in Kitchener, Ontario, Canada, with destination chargers on the flip side. Perfect place. It'll be an awesome place to charge. Now you know.
I'm at the 8-stall version 4 supercharger in Los Gatos on Los Gatos Boulevard. The charger is located in the town of Los Gatos, which is a fairly populated area. As you can see right now, all 8 stalls are taken, so it is likely to be quite a popular location. This supercharger is in a shopping center called Cornerstone, and it's anchored at one end by a Whole Foods. And there are other shops in this area, including a Asian noodle bar and a few other stores. This is my first opportunity to use a version 4 supercharger, so let's take a look. So this is the handle, and if we remove it, we see that there is nothing in the little screen here, which I understand may eventually become a credit card system of some sort. But the cable is quite long, very long, that if I had to stretch it into the front of the car, it would make it pretty well. But fortunately, I'm in a Tesla, so I can just plug it in right next to my car. All right. I'll rate this charger a 7 out of 10. Being a version 4 supercharger, it's got good access, if you're a non-Tesla charger. However, there's only 8 stalls, and this is a very popular location, so it's likely that you may have a challenge finding a place to charge. However, if you can find a place, it's a very pleasant area and well worth a visit.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. Nick here from Australia. We are in Taree, New South Wales, at the 12-stall V4 supercharger. There's a mall and some toilets up here with a Coles and a few other shops. It's on the main street. And I'll give it a 8 out of 10. Now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is John here from Mansfield, PA. Supercharger at a Sheetz location. So great bathrooms and any food or drinks you may need. Just here on a family trip, enjoying some changing leaves in North Central PA. Stopped here to just refuel up for the night and head back out into the great wilderness here. Great views, great stop right off of I-15 here. If you need a charge, I would definitely recommend this. Probably an 8 out of 10. Not much else around here, but that's all right. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. If you want to check them out, you can head over to our website, nowyouknowchannel.com.
All right, what do we got for new superchargers in the world?
We got a lot. So
buckle in.
All right, we got the 12-stall version 4 in Aranda de Duero, Spain.
We got the 24-stall version 4 in Hollywood, Florida.
Number 230 in Canada is the 16-stall version 4 in Merritt at Crawford Ave, British Columbia.
We have the 11-stall version 4 in Oda, Norway.
The 8-stall version 4 in Bad Rapanu, Germany.
We have the 16-stall version 3 in Irvine, California.
Expanding from 4 to 14 stalls is the version 4 in Merida, Spain.
We have the 6-stall version 4 on the move in Wharton, UK.
What's on the move?
It's a different brand, but it's on the supercharger network.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of those coming up. Okay.
Look, and we need your help here because I think these might be the mobile ones, the ones that are on trailers.
Oh.
Because they are on the move.
I see.
I'm not sure. That's why we need you. So send us pictures.
Number 22 in Maine is the 12-stall version 3 in Scarborough, Maine.
We have the 4-stall on the move in Billingshurst, UK.
The 4-stall on the move in Cleckheaton, UK.
We have the 4-stall on the move in Portlethen, UK.
The 4-stall on the move in Wearstead, UK.
The 8-stall on the move in Chorley Matrix, UK.
The 4-stall version 4 on the move in Chapelle-en-le-Firth, Fickle Mermaid, UK.
The 4-stall on the move in Doncaster, in UK.
The 6-stall version 4 on the move in Preston, UK.
We have the 4-stall on the move in Glasgow.
We have the 8-stall version 4 EV Point in Udo, Exeter, UK.
We have the 16-stall version 4 in Pennsville, New Jersey.
We have the 12-stall version 3 in Erlixben, Germany.
We have number 211 in France, the 16-stall version 4 in Air-sur-le-Dour, France.
Number 229 in Germany is the 8-stall version 4 in Boule.
We have number 17 in New Hampshire, the 12-stall version 4 in Seabrook. This is a different one in Seabrook, so there's two now. And this one's at New Zealand Road, New Hampshire.
Expanding from 20 to 32 stalls is the version 4 in Peen, Germany.
We have the 16-stall version 4 in Lubbock, Texas.
Number 140 in Norway is the 12-stall version 4 in Bodø, Norway.
We have the 16-stall version 4 in Orlando, Florida.
The 16-stall version 4 in Lorena, Texas.
Expanding from 16 to 32 stalls, version 3 and 4 in Orlon, Belgium.
The 16-stall version 4 in Baldwin Park, California.
The 15-stall version 4 in Bradford, UK.
The 4-stall version 4 on the move in McMurray, UK.
Expanding from 20 to 60 stalls is a version 4 in Halifax, North Carolina with solar canopy.
Nice. The 38-stall version 4 in Lubbock, California.
Number 65 in Illinois. The 54-stall version 4 in Des Plaines, Illinois.
Number 166 in the UK is the 16-stall version 4 in Kingston upon Thames.
Number 88 in New Jersey is the 12-stall version 4 in Paramus, New Jersey.
The 80-stall version 4 in Barstow in California. This one also has a solar canopy.
And I think they're going to expand it to 120.
Jeez.
Expanding from 8 to 20 stalls is the version 4 in Parndorf, Austria.
The 3-stall version 4 in Haifei, China.
The 6-stall version 4 in Chongqing, China.
Number 2,151 in China is the 3-stall in Yulin.
Number 515 in California is the 48-stall version 4 in Dunnigan, County Road, California.
Number 180 in Texas is the 24-stall version 4 in Houston at Franklin Street.
Number 176 in Florida is the 16-stall version 4 in Winter Park, Florida.
And number 17 in Kentucky, number 2,483 in the United States, and 6,855 in the world is the 16-stall version 4 at Smith's Grove, Kentucky. Hey, thank you so much for joining us for Tesla Time News this week. We're at episode 429. I know it sounds like a random number, but that's the number of weeks that we've been doing this show consistently. So yeah, we've covered the Tesla killers all the way back. Again, episode 11, we covered the announcement of the I-Pace, the Jaguar I-Pace.
And we knew it was a joke back then.
Right. By the way, thank you, British viewers, for letting us say Jaguar. I know it's supposed to be Jaguar.
But now that it's been rebranded, I don't know what it's going to be called.
Right.
I think it's going to be called Out of Business.
I think it'll probably be sold to a French company next.
Jaguar. Oh, it is also a perfume company.
It is your worst nightmare.
We'll rebrand it again.
All the cars will only be sold in pink.
And they will look like baguettes.
Polka dots.
Yeah, all these car companies are going to go through this. They're all in super trouble. And they, instead of doing the right thing, which would be to make really cool autonomous electric cars, they're just trying out different colors and different,
They're going to have electric cars, Zach. That's what Jaguar's rebranding is all about, is electric vehicles. And it's like,
well, that's why you need to join us on Patreon, because we talk about all the other side of this stuff in more depth. So join us for our Patreon bonus stories. We'll see you guys there. And thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next week.
Now you know.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
This holiday season, recharge with the Planet Fitness Black Card for just $1 down and $24.99 a month. So instead of fighting a stranger in the mall over a stuffed T-Rex, bring a friend for free and work out on the TRX. Instead of freezing in line for a lame holiday deal, relax in the Black Card spa with some hydro massage feels. Instead of being trapped at your in-laws,
honey,
escape to any of our 2,600 Planet Fitness locations. Sign up today for the Planet Fitness Black Card. Just $1 down and $24.99 a month. Deal ends Friday, December 6th. See club for details.